He wasn't born here, and he didn't stay here. He once remarked, "It had me for a citizen, but I was too young then to really hurt the place." But of all the places he would inhabit, visit, or write about, Hannibal, Missouri held a special place for Mark Twain.
After he left Hannibal, I think Hannibal never left him.
Henry Sweets is curator of the Mark Twain Boyhood Home and Museum in Hannibal.
And I think the exposure that he had to everything from school to church to slavery to many of these childhood experiences are what enriched his writings later on.
The places Twain immortalized in The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn are preserved by the museum. The house where he lived attracts tourists from around the world, and so does the whitewashed fence that his fictional character, Tom Sawyer, reluctantly painted.
During the course of a year, we will have 70 to 80 different countries who sign our guest register.
Sweets says about 300,000 people visited Hannibal last year. About 20% visited the museum. The number is down from previous years, and more visitors are local or from neighboring states than from foreign countries. Executive Director Cindy Lovell attributes the downturn to the global recession.
The tourism economy doesn't just impact us at the museum, it impacts everyone here with hotels, motels, the restaurants, the shops, all those things depend on Mark Twain bringing tourists to visit us.
Lovell says with fewer tourists, the museum has less money to spend on repairs to buildings, like Grant's Drugstore, which figures in several of Twain's stories.
This building has been placed on Missouri Preservation's most endangered buildings list, and it's critical to us to get it preserved. So, yeah, we need a lot of money.
The museum hopes to raise $10 million by the end of 2010 for the upkeep of buildings that were important to Mark Twain. Lovell is appealing to the general public.
And we're trying to reach 1 million Mark Twain fans around the world, and we're asking each of them to donate just $10 apiece.
Lovell admits the Twain fundraiser is borrowing from Barack Obama's fundraising philosophy during his presidential campaign by appealing to a large number of people for small donations.
It sounds exactly like that, and of course I'm taking my lead from his success. I was one of those small-time donors. I think a lot of us were.
Throughout 2010, Hannibal is celebrating the 175th anniversary of Twain's birth, the anniversary of the publication of Huckleberry Finn, and the anniversary of his death. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Hannibal, Missouri.